voted most likely to veer frequently off topic, but eventually get to the point. It's the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. Social Club for the weekend of Friday, August 21st, 2015. Back to school time!
Yay!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Josh Rollerson. I'm in, like, 30-something grade at this point, starting 32nd grade, I guess. Rachel Carlson, sporting a brand new backpack, got your Trapper Keeper.
Lisa Frank.
Pencils. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
I know.
Sprang for the Lisa Frank. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Rachel Carlson, community director of Yelp Pittsburgh and co-host of Social Club. Welcome back. It's a pleasure, as always, to see you.
Thank you. You too.
Did you do anything fun last week?
I had my high school reunion last weekend. It was...
Okay, this could be fraught.
Always
good?
Interesting. It was fun. It was really fun. A lot of faces I had and zero clues on who
right?
they were.
I thought you were going to say zero interest.
Maybe that as well.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe that as well. It was... I thought... I loved high school. I'm one of those
nerds.
I can
imagine that you did. Yeah, you seem like the type.
I loved it. I had so much fun. I know it's not the same for everybody, but I enjoyed seeing people, reconnecting with them, maybe seeing some ex-lovers and pointing them out to my husband because they went to jail. But that's another whole story.
Cool.
I know. So crazy up in Erie.
Did any drama ensue from that?
Oh,
just
no.
It was a lot of weird looks and awkward silences?
No. Yeah, I dated him in like ninth grade.
All right.
But it's just an interesting story.
There but for the grace of Rachel.
Seriously. But we went on the Victorian Princess, which actually might have been one of the highlights because I love Erie, number one. It's so beautiful on Presque Isle. Have you taken your kids up there yet?
No. We were just talking about going there yesterday.
2 hours. Seriously, people, 2 hours.
I have no
hours.
Good excuse. Just the usual one.
Beautiful lake. You can rent bikes and bike Presque Isle or take your bike. Obviously, I know you have bikes. You're a whole family full of bikes.
This is true.
And you can ride along Presque Isle, which I want to say is 7. I'm making this up. I might be making this up, but maybe 7. No, it can't be 7 miles.
Go for it. Just make up a number.
Some type of miles that's impressive Presque Isle is. But you can bike up and down. You can fish on the bayside. You can
I think you can gamble, kayaks. Right?
Oh, Josh, come on. You got to get outside.
Yeah.
But yes, there is gambling.
Well, I was going to say, because where there's gambling, there's food and alcohol usually.
There is.
So there's something for everyone.
Well, Lavery Brewing. I just stopped
in
for the first time. I went to their brew pub. It was really cool. I actually
nice.
Tried their fall... I don't know if it's called Oktoberfest, but it's a pumpkin beer.
Okay.
And it was delicious.
All right.
It's that time of year.
We won't
Josh.
Revisit that topic.
That
yet.
Time of year. But it was a fun time. I'm
but
just
it's
glad
not there's no way it's that time of year. It's still
pumpkin?
August. Come on. Really?
Someone I saw on Instagram took a picture of some display of Christmas ornaments. I kid you not.
Oh God.
I know. I think it had to have been Michael's. The crafters are probably
All right.
starting. How about you? What about your weekend?
Oh, I spent my weekend at this awesome place called Work.
Oh.
I had an all weekend.
Work Fest.
Yep.
That sounds like a rager.
It was pretty wild.
Yeah?
You know, working weekends in radio isn't that bad because you can just kind of like roll out of bed and show up in your shorts and t-shirt and
can't you do
nobody's
that every
the wiser.
Day?
Well, as far as, you know, you and everybody else knows, yeah, I could, but I do have coworkers. During the work week, so I try
true.
To look just a little bit presentable.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can verify that I'm making the minimal effort
You're
at
good.
Professional attire. But
you're good to go.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, it was a work weekend. That's the thing with radio. Nobody really takes vacation because somebody always has to be working, so you're always filling in for somebody else.
You gotta please the listeners.
I'm earning my vacation of July now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well,
that's what it is.
As long as you're producing amazing content, for
always,
the masses,
constantly, yeah.
Look for that soon.
Yeah, we'll
look for
talk
that
about
pumpkin
that
beer soon.
Soon, yeah.
Okay, good teaser.
So, what's going on this weekend?
So we've got a lot. I know I always say that, but it really is no lie, and I really want to emphasize that if anyone ever says there's nothing to do in Pittsburgh, come see me.
Slap them square across
slap
the face.
Because there's a lot going on. So the one thing that I thought was interesting and also awesome is that Bloomfield Little Italy Days.
Uh-huh.
You know how every neighborhood kind of has their festival? This is legit. Not only is this an Italian festival, which I am very prideful of because I am Italian.
All right.
But it was voted one of the best Italian festivals in Pittsburgh by the city paper, and also a statewide Townie Award, which I don't know what it is, but it sounds prestigious.
Okay.
But seriously, yeah, lots and lots of programming going on in terms of obviously awesome Italian food from all the different Italian vendors up in Bloomfield, which there are a ton. They have a bocce tournament. These two things crack me up. There's Miss Little Italy 2015, which I may age out of. But anyway, let's not be bitter. What I won't age out of is Italian Idol.
Okay.
Like American Idol.
Okay.
So you can compete. This is just like fantastic. It's just great to go up there and watch these things.
All right,
things
let's see
happening.
Your act.
No. I'm saving it.
No?
I'm saving it.
All right. Well, you have to go to the thing then.
Yeah.
You have to go to... What's the thing and where is it and when?
So in Bloomfield, it is running from Thursday to Sunday. So hit that up that Bloomfield and party like an Italian does with some limoncello and
pasta, I would imagine.
Pasta and sauce. It'll be awesome.
It's a nice.
Oh, bella. That's the only word I know. But we also have Bike Fest kickoff party. So Bike Fest runs from the 21st through the 30th. But this is the kickoff party for Bike Fest.
Okay.
Which obviously I know is near and dear to your heart because you are a avid cyclist.
Okay.
And this organization obviously does a lot around town with promoting biking in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And so they're actually going to be doing their party. They moved their location. It's at Spirit, which is the dance club that's getting all the raves, not the raves like 90s raves, but all the raves like this is a fun place to go to.
Are there still raves? Is that over?
I don't know. Probably.
Surely there are people getting together in abandoned industrial spaces and playing loud music.
I think that's called EDM music now.
Right.
I don't know. I'm so out of that loop. But you can head to the Bike Fest kickoff party and have a good time for a good cause, obviously. And that kicks off 2 weeks full of activities. I was looking at the schedule and it's pretty intense in terms of biker-friendly activities going on and tours around town.
What are any highlights? Like, what do you got your eye on?
I really like the pool tour. I'm a big fan of the pools in Pittsburgh. So,
how is that a bike activity though?
Well, you bike to each pool, maybe.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
and you get super sweaty and then jump in the pool.
So most of the activities are organized around you bike somewhere and do a thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Biking, do a thing, bike again.
Right.
Go back home, wake up and do it again.
So I'm living Bike Fest all year.
Pretty much.
What it amounts
but
to.
This is to get together with your fellow bike enthusiasts.
Okay.
And celebrate. And for a good cause, obviously. To benefit Bike Pittsburgh, I should say. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Pittsburgh Veg Fest. So remember how we were talking about my vegan friend last podcast?
Oh, yeah. So did you talk to her?
I did.
What did she say?
She said...
Previously on Social Club.
I know. Previously on Social Club, we discussed the
bioethics of beer for vegans.
Yes, and that you said the...
So, yeah, my thesis is that any fermented food product relies on microorganisms.
Right.
Which, die or are consumed in the process.
She said that that's a little too hardcore and that she is fine with drinking beer.
Okay. So I didn't like make her re-examine all of her
assumptions.
No,
she was like, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. So, I freely admit. That's my stock in trade.
So she's fine with drinking beer. But this is right up her alley because this is pretty much a vegan festival celebrating all things veg-friendly.
Okay.
So you can head to Allegheny Commons Park East, and obviously it's a free event. And Saturday from 11 to 5, they'll have different demos. They'll have vendors. They'll have anything your veggie-loving heart can desire, pretty much. And I think what's cool is that there's it's obviously, I think, if you're looking into going into this life or in this life, it's can be challenging at times. So I think you'll probably pick up a lot of good tips here, too.
I think veganism has produced some really astonishing feats of culinary achievement. Like when you're working within those constraints, sometimes you end up with something that's, maybe not a convincing facsimile of the thing that it's trying to approximate.
Right.
But other times you see some really astonishing, I think the best brownie I ever had was a vegan flourless brownie. And I can't explain it. Some alchemy happens, and it's better than the thing that it's simulating.
Right. Exactly. It makes me think of gluten-free, too, that kind of...
Right, exactly. Thing.
Yeah, because I think gluten-y in Squirrel Hill. Is that the brownie you had?
No, it was somewhere
That's
else a
vegan
long time
brownie.
Ago. But so my spouse is a gluten-free consumer, mm-hmm. and so yeah, I've eaten a lot of that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's the same thing. Some of it's kind of
iffy.
Not so much, but a lot of it's like... Especially the baked goods are pretty solid once you get used to the fact that it's like rice flour most of the time, which has a sort of graininess or grittiness mm-hmm. to it that is unmistakable, but it's not unpleasant.
Right.
And when you get used to it, you kind of like it.
I think that what is interesting is you probably at the base of it have to be a good cook
right.
and then go from
so
there. Because I can make horrible chicken, you know, and someone else can make delicious chicken. It's the same thing. I think people can make delicious.
Have you tried making chicken without meat? Maybe that's the secret.
I know.
Vegan chicken.
Vegan. Oh, God. Now that's going into a realm I can't even understand. I burn the chicken, so I'd probably burn tofu.
I actually prefer tofu in like a Thai curry.
It's
over
good.
Chicken or meat.
It's good. It just sucks up the flavor of whatever else is around it, pretty
exactly.
much. It's like
yeah.
a marshmallow without the sweet. I don't know. That's how I look at it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's horrible, right?
You just ruined tofu for me.
I know. Consistency. I love marshmallows, though. But anyway, moving along.
All right, right.
We also have Jam on Walnut, which is on Saturday at 7 p.m.
It's also vegan friendly.
Eden is there.
Jam on a walnut.
Oh,
see
yeah,
what I did
true.
There?
True.
Yeah.
Good one. I was going to say Eden is there, which is
jam
a...
Jam on a walnut, you guys.
But no.
Okay, right. You can continue. I'm done.
Josh. So Eden is there, which uh-huh. is a vegetarian restaurant. I'm not
okay.
sure if they're all vegan, but vegetarian restaurant in Shadyside. You could check that place out. Where Jam on Walnut. Or you can jam to the music, get some sidewalk sales. They're actually going to be collecting for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. So always a good cause involved with that. And then we have Beer and Yoga Blowout at the Cary Furnace on Sunday.
In that order?
In that order.
Beer, then yoga.
Beer.
Oh,
in that order.
Yoga, then beer. You're in the clear.
Oh, that's
right?
a good one.
I don't know.
I would assume you would probably do the yoga first. And then the beer.
Well, it's interesting because, yeah, when you're doing the yoga, there's going to be some – there's actually something called a wind removing pose. Are you familiar with that
no.
one?
No.
It literally makes you fart if you're, you know.
Is it the
if
happy
you've got
baby?
One in the chamber, it's going to – I don't know. I don't think that's the same one, but it's a very similar kind of thing. And I think that
say,
happens too.
My husband went to yoga and sat next to a woman who did the deed – and farted,
yep.
and then he got really worried that everyone thought it was him.
Something like that is inevitable if you go to enough yoga classes.
Okay.
That's probably going to happen. So you're not helping matters by drinking a lot of beer ahead of time. On the flip side of that,
you could
though,
relax.
Exactly. It's, yeah. it's going to promote blood flow and circulation, right? It's going to loosen your muscles, and it's going to put you in that meditative state of mind. So, you know, maybe it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
Okay.
I'm going to drink some beer and do some yoga. See what happens.
Are you going to do it at the Cary Furnace, too?
No, I think I'm going to do it in the privacy of my home.
Okay.
Where if I rip one, you
okay.
know, no one's
it's
the
okay.
wiser.
You yeah. won't have to worry about it. Or you can head to the Cary Furnace because
okay.
it's $10. And I think beer and yoga just...
Beer included?
Weirdly go together. Yeah.
That's a great deal.
I know. Get some beer. Get some yoga.
You can probably just show up for the beer and skip the yoga if you want.
Well, I think that obviously you want to go and do a little bit of poses, right?
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Or but maybe you just want to watch other people do yoga, which is, you know, could be more entertaining.
Of course, Brew Gentleman is serving the beer, so maybe you do want to sample the beer.
Yeah. I'll just be over here drinking. You guys,
okay.
go ahead.
You do your poses. So it's a pretty full weekend.
Indeed it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as summer draws to a close, which is
no, don't
sad
say
but
that.
True. I'm sorry. Still, there's a lot to do. Get outside, get moving, drink some beer, get some Italian food.
Definitely.
And have a great time.
Rachel Carlson, namaste.
Namaste.